I am Brian Curtis, joined now by Jeanette Todd from Arcata Main Street. How's it going, Jeanette?
Good, Brian. Thank you for having me today.
As we mentioned at the top of the show, recreational cannabis becomes legal in January. And it seems only logical that Arcata will be home to some recreational dispensaries and other businesses sort of based around this new change in the law. What are some of the steps that Arcata Main Street is taking in anticipation?
Really, we're just taking a lead from the city. The city of Arcata is looking at how to be as inclusive as possible of everybody's wants and needs for cannabis in the city of Arcata. Led by Joe Mateer, he is putting together surveys for multiple parts of Arcata, and we are just one small part. We are the downtown district, the district that we serve, our membership for Arcata Main Street, which is, you know, radiating out about a block from the plaza.
But you mentioned you have over 200 businesses in that small little area that you are representing and meeting the needs and interests of. You mentioned in passing surveys, and that seems to be one of the big things afoot right now is actually going out among the business community and kind of taking the temperature, as it were. What are some of the questions on the survey that you as Arcata Main Street or the city of Arcata are looking for answers to?
Sure. Our board got together and put together some questions based on what other cities are doing. And those are, of course, we want to know whether these people are business owners, property owners, or managers to kind of see what their interest level is. We want to know if they support the sales of recreational cannabis in the Arcata downtown area, if they support the sales of recreational cannabis on the Arcata Plaza specifically. Other cities like Bend, Oregon and Ashland, Oregon have restricted recreational sales of cannabis products to one business per 1,000 feet, which is just about 3 blocks, to reduce overall density of cannabis businesses. So essentially you don't have just one corner, all cannabis businesses. And whether business owners, property owners, and managers appreciate that. We also look at signage and branding. So we want to know if Arcata wants a Arcata-specific brand, and maybe we can help facilitate that or figure out what that art might look like or what that branding might be. So then people visiting our town would know what to look for if that was what they were interested in. And I'm sure you'll probably have a question about tourism. Everybody's got a question about tourism. So that would be something that would lead into tourism and how that might be handled.
I'm willing to bet the sign is going to be green.
Certainly, perhaps. We don't know. Yeah. We want to know if people support on-site consumption of cannabis, and cannabis is consumed in quite a few ways, and whether they want to see that in the downtown Arcata area.
The potential for like an Amsterdam-style coffee shop where you can go and actually purchase it and then...
Sure. And there are laws, you know, that dictate what can be done with consumption in areas in the state of California that, of course, we could never circumvent. And we are gathering this information for the city. We're not decision makers, but it's been an interesting process. We also look at whether businesses support cannabis businesses being close or right adjacent to a bar and whether we care about whether those are close together or not. Or inside of one another. I mean, I think that would be something, too, that people would look at. We also look at whether we think that cannabis consumption, cannabis business, how it will impact the look of the downtown Arcata area. Mm. And that's more specific to our district. And we try to take the pulse of the community. We do it. We did this one over almost a month. We went door to door. We also emailed and, you know, did every process of getting feedback for the survey. And we got almost close to 50% response, which is really great for a survey. I think the statistics for survey results are about 10% as a norm. So we did quite well, you know, considering. And we talked to a lot of people, got a lot of input. And one of our board members, Josh Neff, who's also the owner of the Minor Theater, met with the city this morning to kind of go over the results before we give them back to our contingency and see how they respond.
Well, it is certainly an issue that is near and dear to a lot of people's hearts and minds and wallets. So I'm not too surprised that people are kind of showing up to make their voices heard. Without getting into the specifics, since you mentioned some of the numbers still need to be crunched, would you say that the atmosphere is generally one of anticipation or sort of apprehension in the business community right now?
I think businesses, you know, of course, are always going to be concerned about, you know, the patrons walking through the doors or, you know, participating in their services and how the economy locally is doing that can support their business, you know, attributes. So if cannabis, I would say, you know, broadly, if cannabis does not become something that's a viable business structure by January 1st or near after, we'd be looking at some type of a bubble where growers would have produced plenty of cannabis in a legal way with our county, and they wouldn't have an outlet to then sell that cannabis in a legal way. And that selling of the cannabis would ultimately boost our economy. So I think that there's a lot of feedback from individuals who will say, you know, I'm just not seeing the sales that I've seen before. I'm not seeing the kind of extra money that I've seen spent in prior years. But it's hard to put your finger on it. Is that because of the cannabis industry? Is it because of a lot of factors? Are people being careful? People do have money sometimes and don't, you know, shop as much or spend it as much. But we've had a pretty decent year so far.
Anecdotally, have you noticed among the businesses that you represent sort of a slower than usual holiday season in terms of sales? I was speaking with a friend. I'm not going to, you know, put him on blast on the radio, but a shop owner on the plaza who was like, oh, there seems to be, you know, a big sort of turndown. And his speculation was that it is related to the diminished price per pound of cannabis. And I'm wondering if that's a sort of common consensus and something you're running into.
I don't actually see it, you know, every day on the streets of Arcata. And I'm there all day, every day, and I'm not seeing it with my eyes. But I have heard from individuals who feel like the sales are down. But we just recently had our holiday open house, which was really nice and very well attended. And feedback from business owners was essentially sales were great. So,
okay, maybe, you know, it's just them.
Sometimes it's just conversation. So it's really hard to know. I think that in finance, you always have to look at what happened after the fact. So retrospect for businesses coming out of January, we'll know what their numbers were for December. They'll give us some kind of real clear indication of how it went, because they're going to be able to compare from previous years.
Yeah.
And right now it's still happening.
Yeah.
And when I'm in Arcata, there's no parking. I mean, there's certainly people all over the place shopping, and it's a beautiful time of the year for it. So, and
yeah, I've been out there stuffing my bags. So,
so we know that we're doing it.
Doing
so.
What we can. Yeah. previously, regarding the survey, you had mentioned that one of the approaches that Arcata is taking is to sort of look at what other cities are doing. Shouldn't we be like the leader in this? We're, you know, kind of the heart of the heart of the heart of cannabis country. And right now we're still sort of like working to get our framework in place for something that's going to take effect in 12 days. Do you get the sense that we're a little behind the ball on this?
I really wouldn't know how to answer that other than, you know, I do a lot of traveling, and I did a lot of traveling for my previous job, and I see other states have been legal for quite some time. So the big push in Humboldt County being the heart of the heart of the heart, if that is in fact what it is, it seems to be behind the curve. So a lot of other cities have already legalized, and my work with Arcata Main Street doesn't really touch on that, on what the statistics are statewide. But I would say that my personal experience has been that we're a little bit behind the curve in terms of starting up with tourism, starting up with sort of labeling for Humboldt County in general, or the Emerald Triangle, so to speak.
What sort of organizations are you aware of that are taking shape to sort of fill that void, as far as, you know, much the way that Arcata Main Street lobbies for the interests of businesses in a set geographical area and works to promote them through sort of collective advertising the entire area? What's emerging to advertise and lobby for the interests of potential future cannabis?
Sure. I mean, I've noticed that Natalie DeLapp, who was the she was the ED of EPIC, the Environmental Information Protection Center. She has started with a new group of Humboldt County Growers Alliance, and they are lobbying on behalf of growers with the government entities to try to get cannabis where they think it needs to be or where the growers want it to be in Humboldt County. So I've noticed them for certain. And there's also a couple of Chamber of Commerces that have popped up. There's one in Mendocino and there's one in Humboldt County, being with Arcata Main Street and near the Arcata Chamber of Commerce. I always see those things pop by, but we don't really interface with them. I've just noticed them.
Right on. Yeah. Ships in the night. So the future CCCC, the Cannabis Chamber of Commerce County craziness. Well, I guess we'll see how things go. You've got a little sheaf of papers there. I was wondering if there's any points that you feel that our listeners should hear in this last 30 seconds or so that I might not have prompted you to bring up yet.
Sure. I mean, I think Arcata Main Street is a really cool 501c4 organization, and we do lobby between the city and the businesses and the businesses in the city. And we're here for feedback, so we would love it if you would hit us at arcatamainstreet.org and give us any feedback, comments, anything that we could be more helpful with or less helpful with. We really want to be out there promoting downtown vitality, so anything we can do to facilitate that is an important goal. And if that's cannabis, and if tomorrow that's how we can clean up our local environment better or how we can help facilitate tourism through the area, we're going to do those things.
Hopefully all three. Thank you so much, Jeanette Todd of Arcata Main Street. All right. Have a great afternoon.